Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind. Today's scripture is Psalms 26:2.
Father, I place my life in your hands. Do whatever you must do to me, Lord, to try me in the fire if it means it'll drive me closer to my Savior. I will endure all things for your sake and glory, Lord. I trust you, Father. Amen.
Are you willing to let God test you? Part of today's thought is a little poem that my wife wrote. Test me, Father, test me. Examine my heart and mind. Make me like you, gentle and true, loving and sweet and kind. Are you willing to be tested, my friends? It's not a pleasant situation. I've been there, done that, don't want to do it again. But what did Jesus say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But we always forget the part where he says, lead us not into temptation and protect us from evil. See, if we're in the right relationship with God, we can ask him not to try us for fire because we're already where he wants us to be. If you don't want to be tried and don't want to be tested, my friend, get on your face and get back to the basics.
Today's action. Pray that God will perfect your character no matter what it takes. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah 66:22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain.
In the Lord's Prayer, where it says, lead us not into temptation, the Greek there means to be tried. Don't take us through trials, O Lord. If you don't want to be tried, as I say, find that quiet spot, that secret corner, and spend more time with the Lord, and get to truly know what His will is for your life.